القصيرية أبية يا منبع الحرية مشتاق لك أنا كتير شبع نازل وتعتير مشتاق دور فيكي وأرفع إيديكي مشتاق للدوار ألعب بأرض الدار مشتاق للمدارس اللي كنت فيها دارس مشتاق للعاصي تحطه على راسي حبك يا أم الغيف صفصافك شو ظريف مشتاق لك يا الأنطرة.
That's the sound of the Homsies, a Middle Eastern rap band giving young Syrian refugees a voice. The man behind the music is Scottish aid worker Tony Collins. Tony, welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. The band's name, the Homsies, I assume it relates to the Syrian city of Homs. Is that where the refugees have come from?
Yeah. They live in the north of Lebanon, which is just over the border from their home, Homs, which is, it's about 10 kilometres over the border here, so...
Tell me about these refugees and how they got together to do this.
Right, well, they all live in a camp together in North Lebanon. And I visited about 2 years ago. I actually visited with my bagpipes and I thought I'd visit the camp, meet the kids and play some music. So I went down, played some bagpipes for them and we did some dances and whatnot. And I met these kids and they wanted to perform some rap music to me. So I thought that was great. So yeah, so I met this rap group and then I said to them, why don't we record your music and, you know, get a website and try to sell your music for you, you know, and get it out there.
How did they like your bagpipes?
Yeah, it was fun. I think they liked it. It's a bit strange at first, but now that I live here and I work with them all the time, I'm always playing, you know, bagpipes for the kids. They like it.
I want you to paint me a picture. What does the camp look like? Because, you know, we hear about these camps and they sound like the place where it would be full of misery that you wouldn't imagine amazing music to be made.
Yeah, the camps are different all over the country, but in this part of the country, there's lots of farms. So a lot of the refugees, they settle in between farmhouses and on farmland. And so they can be pretty miserable. In the winter, it gets really muddy because it's just tents they live in. And in the summer, it's extremely hot. But at the same time, like this particular camp, they've done really well for themselves. They grow a lot of their own food and there's space for the kids to run around. There's a camp school as well just across one of the fields where they do. There's a lot of activity for the kids there, you know. So it's kind of the best in a pretty bad situation.
So you say you wanted to get their music out there. What's that process been like with sharing it with the world? What kind of feedback are they getting?
It's online. So we sell it via our Bandcamp, which is you can access via our website, which is mishwar.org. So, we've had a lot of interest from different newspapers and journalists and, you know, people like yourselves, which is good. We've sold about $500 worth of music, but obviously we'd like to sell more, because we're raising money to spend on the kids and in the camps. So
tell me about Mishwar Akhmal, your organisation. I understand it means Journey of Hope. What are you trying to do?
That's right. Well, I created this NGO and we try to engage kids, lots of kids in different camps with creative projects because we don't have much resources, you know. All we have is basically a bunch of artists, like people like myself, musicians, and I have people who teach drawing and painting, and we do, we graffitied a bus once and we record this music and things like that. So, yeah, we're just trying to bring a bit of creativity to these kids' lives. Because it's a way of making something special out of not much, you know, unlimited resources. So stuff like the music is a good example. You know, we're trying to turn these kids' talents and what they want to do into something positive for themselves.
Rap music, of course, is really historically being used for storytelling, for really sharing experiences. How much of their rap music is about telling those stories of being refugees, of growing up in a refugee camp, of being really... in incredibly difficult circumstances?
Yeah, the kids, they write their own lyrics, which is pretty awesome. It's impossible to get away from the subject. Their whole lives are dominated by the fact that they are refugees. They go to special refugee schools and they live in the refugee camps and, they don't really have legal status in Lebanon. So they're constantly reminded, you're refugees, you're not particularly welcome here. You can actually see the lyrics on the website if you want, but they write about just the everyday experience and how they miss going to school back home and their friends back home. And, you know, it's impossible to get away from the fact that they are living almost illegally as refugees in this country.
And what kind of future do these kids have?
Oh, well, there's no, I mean, the legal situation for most refugees in Lebanon is not good. There's no real way for them to live legally in Lebanon. So there's no future for people in Lebanon. They can't work. They can't, you know, buy land or buy houses normally. So they need to be going back to Syria. But again, the situation in Syria is just not safe. So it's very uncertain, the future for most refugees now in Lebanon.
Yeah, it certainly is. Tony, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit about what you do and their stories.
Thanks very much. Thanks for getting in touch.
That's Scottish aid worker Tony Collins. And let's hear a bit more from that rap band, the Homsies.
بس والله بدها صبر هالناس ما ماتوا ليش ما عم بعرف ليش الاخ بيقتل اخوه وما بعرف على شو علشان العز والجاه والمصاري والارباح لك والله كله رايح رح تخلص المصالح والكل رح تندم عكل حجر انهدم يا صيري لا تنهمي رفضيك بروحي ودمي ادعو لالله بسرعه عشان تحلى الرجعه يا صيري انت النا وراح بتضلني النا مهما دام الزمان رح يرجع الامان يا صيري افتح بوابك جاينك اغلى احبابك يا صيري افتح بوابك جاينك اغلى احبابك.